This is the Friday, July 22nd, 2016 version of the Market Plus segment. Joining me now is John Roach. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, we talked on the program about this corn crop that could be phenomenal as we go out there. And I'm in East Central Iowa, and I get a little backyarditis looking out there, and everything looks really good. But we've got a question here from one of a viewer of ours, and he's up in Roland, Iowa, in Central Iowa. And he says this year was his second hottest and his driest June in 28 years. And he says crops undoubtedly took a hit. In 2011, he had a no drought July and crops looked great, but then they averaged 146 bushel an acre. His question is, when will the market realize that this crop is potentially shorter than advertised? Is anybody in the trade talking about that idea?
The people talking about that idea have lost the most money. Because they argued that the damage had been done and so forth. And so so far, the trade has not believed it. Whether it's actually happened, whether they've actually had losses or not, we don't know. But the first time, in answer to his question, the first time we'll know is in the August USDA report. That's when the USDA in-field samples actually start to become a part of their yield estimate, and we start to get real-world data that people will pay close attention to.
Now, the good to excellent portion of this crop, I believe for Monday, still stands at 76%. How many years in history have we had that much of the crop in good to excellent condition this late in the summer? Can you remember? Are there a lot of years? Or
It's not going to be a lot. We haven't gone back and looked at the history to see how this compares to 20 years worth of history. But looking back at the last five, this is the best in the last five. So the thing that people have to remember is that if 75% good to excellent or 76% good to excellent is an extremely high rating for this time of the year, that means that 24% is either fair or poor or very poor. And so what we're really saying is that every year you're going to have 25, 30 or bigger percentage that fall into those lower categories. And what's happening is that those lower categories get moved around from one place to another. Now, that doesn't have a lot to do really with that specific question of how much might we have hurt the crop with the temperatures, high temperatures in June. But my suggestion would be that we didn't hurt the crop very much. But we'll see. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right. With that in mind, with the idea that we still have a big corn crop out there, we still have a decent amount of old crop corn left to be sold, we've got a question here from our Twitter follower, Drew Revert, who asks, how low can this corn market go?
I think we're down toward the bottom side of it right now. I mean, we've been in a buy signal on corn for a few days. We're recommending to our livestock producers that now is time to accumulate some inventory for livestock feed. These are cheap prices. We looked at the spot price on Chicago Board of Trade and the average for the first 6 months of 2016. It's the lowest in 9 years. And now we're at the lower level of where we've been in all of 2016. So the point I'm trying to make is that when you're at 9-year price lows, don't look for prices to go lots lower if the world is not coming to an end.
All right. Now, buying corn for feed, are you also in a buy signal for soybean meal, or do we have more room to the downside?
Okay. We are. And we're also in a buy signal on wheat. So if you're in the feed buying business, whether you're buying wheat or you're buying corn or you're buying soybean meal, we think you need to be active. And we don't think you need to buy a year's worth here at this point or anything, but we think we buy a third of what we want for kind of long-term purchases, and then we'll use a buy signal down the road. The next one, we'll buy another piece of it. We think these harvest lows in here will represent real value, and we don't think they're going to be a lot lower than what they are right now.
All right. Next question here from Trinity Ranch. We've had the equity market, set record highs for the last 2 weeks, and yet the cattle market has really not responded as one would expect. We haven't seen a bottom come into this thing. And Trinity Ranch wonders, can cattle rebound by the end of the year?
Well, they certainly can. Placement numbers will really kind of dictate that. We saw on today's report that the placement numbers were in line with what the people were expecting, and bigger numbers out forward. And so when I look at the projections based on the placements through the year so far, we've got bigger supplies coming in the fourth quarter than we had last year. And so we think that's going to require something to help the demand side that we aren't seeing it right now.
All right. Regardless of the heat, fire up those grills. We need to chew through this beef supply.
We need demand.
That's right. Now, before we let you go, we haven't had a chance to discuss crude oil in a couple weeks on this program. It's been bouncing around here in this range. Where do you see crude moving going forward?
Sideways. We're in a trading range, if you will, struggling to get prices up and maintain $50 a barrel. We think that the supply is going to continue to be, we're going to be well supplied. Remember, the new technology that we have to drill wells and horizontal bore and frack open the pores up, I mean, that just brings more production and the speed at which they're drilling wells these days and the cost structure of a well today compared to where it was. I mean, these are all working in favor of having plentiful oil for the foreseeable future.
All right. Well, John Roach, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this week.
Thank you very much, Mike. Great to be here.
And before we go, we'd like to remind you the web-only sale of market-to-market gear is still in progress. If you're already on our webpage, go to the story about Everything Must Go. Inside, you'll find a link to iptv.org/warehouse sale. And once you click through, you will find a list of one-of-a-kind mugs, die-cast tractors, and Carhartt jackets, many adorned with the vintage market-to-market logo. Or if you're interested in new gear, you can follow the links to show your support for the program that brings you news and market analysis you trust. Your contribution for any of these items help keep this program going. Remember, once they're gone, they're gone. So thanks for watching, and have a great week.